All right, my friends. Now we have joining us on the phone, we have Neil Beathy, who is the Director of Communications for U.S. Soccer. Hi, Neil. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Amy. Thanks for having me.
All right. So you've got this big old watching party coming up because the ladies are doing some awesome work in the soccer world.
That's right. That's right. The U.S. women are in the final against Japan, and we're going to have an awesome viewing party in Lincoln Park. So we want as many people to come out and watch the game.
Awesome. So what do we need to know to get to this party?
Yeah, so the viewing party is going to be located in Lincoln Park, just south of the Lincoln Park Zoo. There's kind of two elements to it. We're going to have a fan HQ, which is a lot of activities for fans. There'll be merchandise to purchase, food, beverages. That starts at 3 o'clock. And then the game itself is at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be on a huge screen, 19 by 33 feet, and it's going to be in HD. So it'll be an awesome opportunity for fans to come out and really engage and take in the game.
That's awesome. 19 by 33 screen. That's, you know, how they say find a, you know, everybody needs a friend with a big TV. That is possibly the biggest TV screen you're going to find for this.
I would think so. Probably the biggest in Chicago, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, you know, it's interesting to look at women's soccer because, you know, if we look back at 1999, arguably the most memorable victory when they beat China 5-4 in that penalty shootout, you know, that was really a time we had some big moments in that, and I think it really was kind of this moment that put women's soccer kind of on the map in a mainstream way. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. 99 was a watershed moment, and people still talk about that. A lot of the players on this team were young girls at that point and saw that game either live or in their living rooms and were inspired to reach for their dreams and make the national team. And so it's really interesting how we're really still connected to 1999. But obviously this team and these players and these coaches really want to bring that trophy back and have their own championship to celebrate with everyone back in the U.S.
For sure. I mean, there was. Hopefully, we won't have a repeat of Chastain whipping off her top like she did in 1999. But hey, you know what? Sometimes the moment just moves you to. I mean, the emotion on her face, right, when she just like whipped off that shirt and she had that moment in the sports bra and it was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It was just you could just see the emotion overtaking her completely. So it was understandable, I suppose. It wasn't like quite the same.
Definitely, it wasn't
quite the same. As when it happens on Cops, right? It was a very different thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Very true.
So do you get the sense, though, that we're kind of having a bandwagon moment with women's soccer right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we've seen in the past 2 years is that people really are latching on to the World Cup. Last year with the Men's World Cup and the great attention we had across the country. And, you know, fans really... We're into the Women's World Cup as well from the very start, which is in probably more people than we've ever seen for a World Cup in the past, take for 1999. But it's been amazing to kind of see the interest level increase, and you know, Fox's TV ratings are you know, off the charts, and I think they're expecting kind of a record broadcast for Sunday as well. So it's been amazing, but it just talks about how soccer in general has really, really taken off in this country, and Major League Soccer has really grown, and the NWSL, the Women's League, is, you know, on a smaller stage in some ways, but that's growing, and the Chicago Red Stars are in Chicago, and people can go out and watch those games because their season is taking place right now. So there's just been a great growth in the fan interest of the game, and we think that's just going to continue.
And what do you attribute that sudden soccer boom to exactly?
Well, I think a lot of people consider it to be sudden, but the truth is that this game has been growing for the past 25 years. You know, ever since the 1994 World Cup was hosted in the United States, and a part of the requirement by FIFA for us to host the 1994 World Cup was to start Major League Soccer, and that occurred 2 years later. And there's been steady growth for interest in the game since then. And so in those 20, 25 years, we have really kind of made some huge strides. And in the past five years, it's even kind of been that much more of an increase of interest, TV viewership, people going out to games, more people go to MLS games, I think, than other big sports on average in terms of their attendance and capacity at these matches. So you're seeing this growth. It isn't overnight. It's taken a long time, but I think the growth potential is huge in this sport, in soccer, when you compare it to maybe other sports, whether it's baseball or basketball. So I think everyone's really excited about that, and it's only going to get better.
That's awesome. All right, my friends. Sunday, Lincoln Park. It's just south of the zoo, 3 p.m., 19x33 screen for this viewing party. It all starts at 3 o'clock leading up to the game. There's lots to do there. People need to log on to in order to get tickets in advance, or should they just show up and deal with it there?
It is free to attend, so everyone should show up, and we're expecting a great crowd, an energetic crowd, and I'm hoping that the players can do it and bring back that trophy for everyone.
That's right. We're all hoping that, indeed. All right. Thanks very much, Neil Beathy. He's the Director of Communications for U.S. Soccer. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Amy.